This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I just wanted to let you know that barring something truly newsworthy, this program now has a weekly quota of Elon Musk mentions. The quota is one, and here it is. Musk claimed this week, sans evidence, that Apple is going to kick Twitter out of the App Store. Whatever the merits of that particular Muskian grievance, there have in fact been plenty of complaints from other companies, biggies too, like Meta and Spotify, that Apple takes too big a cut of the revenue that those companies get from selling in the App Store. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has today's primer, how the App Store business model works and why the challenges to it haven't really stuck.
If you're a developer, the most important place to be is in Apple's App Store. The problem is, it's expensive real estate. Eric Seufert, an analyst with the site Mobile Dev Memo, says Apple takes a fee from almost everything.
They make money when you buy tokens in a game. They make money when you buy a subscription to a meditation app.
That cut is between 15 and 30%, depending on a few variables. Apple gets a lot of attention because it dominates the app market. Research firm Sensor Tower says the App Store generates more than double the amount of money than Google Play. That's because Americans favor iPhones over Android. And unlike Apple, Google allows phone makers like Samsung to create their own app stores. Daniel Hanley is a senior legal analyst at the Open Markets Institute.
Apple is shutting out any potential competition, right, to their own developed services.
This has gotten Apple into some legal trouble, most famously with Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite. A judge's ruling, which is being appealed, largely determined Apple is not violating antitrust law. And there are a bunch of in-the-weeds reasons why. One of them is a little heady. Ben Beharin is an analyst at Creative Strategies.
It's a philosophical conversation of what is right and okay for a marketplace.
Apple says it's not so different from a store, say Walmart, which curates its offerings, decides where they're positioned on shelves, and makes money off the sale. Beharin's firm regularly polls developers about Apple, and even as the company faces criticism of its business model, developers are feeling better.
And the challenge is, how fast can something like this change, and will there be a fundamental business model changed around that? They're at least feeling like Apple's listening to them more.
Congress is listening too. It's currently considering legislation that would give app makers more control over how and how much they're paid. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.